Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, let's check this out. So, it's morning and it's Thursday morning. Today, these two have to be put together for a reason. This morning, they are a match on Between the Ropes Radio. It's Thursday morning, February 7th, 2019. I'm Ty Ashbury, your boy, and my guest, she's right here, bringing beauty to your morning, my morning, her promotions. No, she's as real as it gets from Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum and Real Pro Wrestling. The beautiful Miss Anna Diaz is my live guest. Miss Anna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, you're here on the show, so it's as fantastic as it gets this Thursday morning.
Oh, and thank you so much for having me.
It's just truly an honor, Miss Anna. It's truly an honor. And, of course, hey, I mean, I've been doing my research on you, your wrestling career, and I got to say, you're a busy lady.
I try to be. Thank you.
Of course, you know, Miss Anna, it's like I said, this morning, Thursday morning, it's a match of a morning. Of course, you have Between the Ropes Radio. You're on the show. Two things that we all definitely, definitely love, you and the show as well. So, of course, Between the Ropes Radio, the morning Thursday spotlight is on you. So if you're ready to talk to your fans and listeners, you ready to get this interview thing going?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Of course, you know, the theme this morning is a match of a morning. And if I'm not mistaken, you know, of course, you work hard on your wrestling craft to be the great wrestler that you are now, while you're also, you know, getting your education, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that as well. So I got to ask you, how much sleep do you get trying to juggle both of those things?
That's a good question. I get a decent amount of sleep just because I'm homeschooled. So my classes start a little later than the average high school would.
Awesome. Awesome. And the one thing that I'm sure a lot of people know, I'm sure you've been told yourself, we all know everybody who's a wrestling fan, they want to be a wrestler. We all know that, but unfortunately it doesn't happen for everybody. It's a hard business, but I'm sure, you know, Ms. Anna, you've probably been told, they always say, have that solid educational background, just because if the wrestling thing doesn't work out.
No, yeah, for sure. It definitely does not work out for everybody. This business is hard, and it's just simply not for everybody. So you do need, or I feel you need, an education or a background to fall off on if it doesn't work out for you.
Yeah, well, we definitely can see it has worked out for you. I mean, because like I talked about before, you're wrestling, you know, for Gangrel, you're doing Real Pro Wrestling, and things happen for a reason. I'm for sure there is a reason why you are in these two promotions, and we'll talk about that more in the show here on Between the Ropes Radio. And again, everybody, thank you for listening live here on blogtalkradio.com on this Thursday morning. Of course, my live guest, Miss Anna, of course, Diaz, is my live guest on the show. And Miss Anna, anyone who knows you, you know, you crave wrestling, I'm sure, 24/7. When did you realize Anna, yourself, and wrestling were a match to be? What grabbed you? What really got your interest into professional wrestling?
Well, it started with my dad, because my dad was very much a fan of wrestling. So that carried on to my brother, who became a really big fan of wrestling as well. And I always wanted to be like my brother. So I started watching it, and it was just, it changed my life.
And actually, you just point out that it changed your life. And what way, shape, or form has it changed your life?
Well, just seeing all the larger-than-life characters and seeing all these different personalities, it's incredible. It's like I didn't even know that there were that many different types of personalities. But seeing it, it's crazy. It's something beyond this world.
Yeah, and we all know wrestling, the characters. I mean the characters, the way characters talk. I mean, wrestling, you get all your different shapes and sizes, different backgrounds of wrestlers. And Miss Anna, you yourself included, I mean, you're a professional wrestler, same as you. I mean, wrestlers with all the different characters. It's just like being at a supermarket. You have so many different brands you can choose from to like, and I feel that's how it is with wrestling.
Exactly like that.
Now, of course, this is a out of nowhere question. You mentioned your brother being a big wrestling fan who really influenced you to be a wrestler. Now, if you and him wrestled at the main event at a WrestleMania, who do you think would win?
That's a hard question to answer. I'm gonna say I would want him to win, but I mean, I think I have the upper hand advantage on him.
Okay. And I'm sure your brother probably is listening live to the show. You know, it's just like a question I had to get out there. But, I mean, hey, anything that happens here on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, when you started training, was there a thought about something where you question, is this going to affect me? But, you know, you turned it into a positive. You know, I think we all have that doubt in something where you're like, I don't know about this. You know, I'm scared to try it. It could be anything in life. I'm sure in wrestling that may happen amongst performers as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And that still happens. You always have that in the back of your mind. Like, oh, is this for me? Am I going to make it? Wrestling isn't easy. It's not as easy as they make it look on TV. So you're always going to have rough days and days that you question yourself. But you just have to get past it.
Yeah, and of course, you just alluded to getting past it. And, like, I know you do as well. And, you know, keep working at your craft, working on your character, just working on you as well. And then the big thing about it, too, I'm sure you work with wrestlers. You know, you got those big challenges in the ring where other wrestlers help you be the best as well, and which is a good thing, is, you know, to have wrestle people who make you even better and stronger.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Wrestling people that are at the same level as you, or even at a higher level, only makes you better.
Miss Anna, she couldn't have said it any better, of course. You got to get better. And speaking of better, you want something that's better, you better be listening to Between the Ropes Radio Thursday morning, because, like I said, this episode is a match of a morning, because, of course, you have the show with your boy Ty Asbury, but I am talking to live from Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum, as well as Real Pro Wrestling, Miss Anna Diaz is my live guest on this Thursday morning. So whatever you're doing, definitely listen live to Between the Ropes Radio. If you want to call in, you have any questions for Miss Anna, 646-716-5926 for any questions or comments about today's episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Now, Miss Anna, you've been, and I'm sure still are, in the eye of WWE legend Gangrel. Now, for the first time you stepped through those ropes, if you can go back and remember, what did he say to you?
I honestly don't remember what he said to me, but I do remember that I was extremely intimidated of him, because he's just, he's amazing. The stuff that he's done in WWE, not many people get that far.
Yeah, and you know, all the respect goes out to definitely Mr. Gangrel. The dude chilled with Edge and Christian. All three of these guys are legends. And you know, Miss Anna, the fact that you're wrestling under a legend, as you know, of course, Mr. Gangrel. I mean, it's all about networking. I think that really helps you too. And I'm sure he sees how hard you work and the effort that you're willing to put in. So I really do believe, we talked about this on the show with lots of guests that I've had on in the past, and we're talking about it this morning. Sometimes it takes, you know, who you know as well in wrestling.
For sure. That sometimes plays a big part in getting to where you want to go. But at the same time, if you don't work hard and you don't put the work in and you're not all in, then it doesn't really matter who you know, but as much work you put in.
Now, of course, you talked before, you know, we were talking about going through the blueprints of the show. You said also as well, you know, you're going to school, which is, I said, top of the hour of the show, absolutely incredible. And you also, as well, you know, of course, you have your matches, but you're also training. Not like for you, like how many hours do you do your training? Because, I mean, we all know you train for your next big matchup. How many hours of training is the average day for you?
Well, I usually train four to five days a week with Dave at the Wrestling Asylum. And each practice is usually 3 hours.
Yeah, and then of course we all know 3 hours. You have your training. I'm sure you have, you know, weights, cardio, which we all know is big thing in professional wrestling. You know, cardio, as well. I think we actually just lost Miss Anna. I saw on my board here that her call has dropped. So hopefully she'll be calling back. But we were talking about her average hours of training to be a professional wrestler, in which I'll bring her back on. Here she is. Sorry, Miss Anna, we lost you there. We all know how it is, communication, things happen, but we can still hear you live here on the show. But like you just alluded to, you said 3 hours for your training and everything, and it's not easy.
No, it's definitely not easy. Like I said earlier, it's not as easy as they make it look on TV. Those guys have been training for I don't even know how long, but they put the work in, and that's why they're there. So we have to do the same thing if that's where we want to go.
Gonna go. But, you know, to the one I think I look at, I mean, of course, you have, like I said, WWE, Impact Wrestling, you know, all Elite Wrestling, which is coming up. It doesn't matter, Miss Anna, because wrestlers are wrestlers. I mean, you're a wrestler just like everybody else in all those promotions I talked about. So you're the spotlight as well, just like anybody else. I mean, I think nobody's any different.
That is a good point, yeah. Like I said, it depends on how much work you're willing to put in. If you're going to practice and not putting 100% into everything you're doing and coming once or twice a week, then you're not going to progress. It's just a fact. If you come more often and put in 110% into every little movement you do, then I feel you have a better chance.
Exactly. I mean, no doubt about that. Now, Miss Anna, I've been, of course, seeing some, like I said, when I first, I've gotten to know you, know about your background, your character. I've been seeing a lot of green, your ring attire. I've seen your promo wall. The color of that was green as well. Now, I got to ask you if green's your favorite color, if it's a part of your character. Either way, your matches, we all know, are green, because when you step in the ring, big things happen. So what's up with you in green?
Green is actually not my favorite color, surprisingly. My favorite color is black. I chose the green just because I don't see anybody else wearing green, and I want to stand out from everybody else.
That answer you gave was really good, because you said the key phrase in there, stand out. And remember, like we talked about at the top of the show, when you're a character, like going back to the reason I'm talking about food, because it's in the morning, I'm ready for breakfast. But like going to the supermarket, different brands, they all stand out. And the fact that you've chose the green for your character, it's really the way to go, because you want to stand out. You want people saying, hey, look what Miss Anna did. She did a lot better than such and such. It's about getting the fans thinking, I got to check her out again.
You want to leave like almost an imprint on everybody in the crowd, so they remember you. They're like, oh, hey, who is that girl that did that? You want to leave literally an imprint on every person in the crowd.
Now, we all know in anything you do in life, I mean, it could be, it could be fixing your hardwood floors in your house. It could be something you did for the hardwood floors differently from last time. Learning happens nonstop. And I know definitely it happens in wrestling. Miss Anna, what did you take away from your last match that you may have had just 2 days ago? Like, because, in wrestling, you're always learning. Like, what did you take from your last match that you actually learned from last time? I mean, even though it's like within a short period of time.
What I took in from my last match is you're either all in or you're all out. For sure. I try and live by that, because I feel not everybody is all in all the time. But if you're not all in, then the match itself won't go well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you definitely need that. The same sacrifice, dedication from your opponent, because even though you and your opponent, the goal is for either one of you to get the win, to beat the crap out of each other, mainly for a championship belt, but it takes two people to bring the joy, the glory to the fans and putting on a decent wrestling match. But number one, we all know wrestling is for your opponent and yourself to be number one in the business. That's what everybody's striving for.
Absolutely.
Now you're of course the realist, as it is, of course talking about, yourself and this and, Diaz. Now, how would Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum and real pro wrestling describe her if it had to be in a couple words?
As in my character on both?
Yeah.
I would say that I don't have a different character for either promotion. I rarely change who I am. So that's why when you see me come out at the back of my tights say Anna Diaz, because that's my real name. I don't have any crazy gimmicks. I come out both promotions, person that I am that you're talking to right now.
Yeah, I like what you said. You said between the two promotions, each promotion gets a different flavor. They get something different for each individual promotion. And the fans are like, wow, she changes it up. She keeps us interested, because it takes them off the edge of their seat, because you're not the same person that you were. You maybe wrestled for Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum than you did for, of course, real, pro wrestling. So it's like you're giving the fans a mixture of something different, and they like that, because they don't know what they're going to get the next night or the night after that.
Yeah, for sure. It's good to keep the fans on the edge of their seat, not knowing what's going to come next.
Now, this may take us all day, all the rest of the show. I think, of course, it's badass, top-notch. Any good word you want to throw in there, listeners, you can do it as well. Now, you, Sweetwater, Women's Champion, Pro Wrestling 2.0 Women's Champion, GWA Women's Champion, and the list is long and long and long. You know what gold's all about in professional wrestling. Now, being that it's 2019, what belt is on your list? A belt that has your mouth watering and you're like, damn, I'm damn sure going to get that belt. And if that's the case, who would you want to challenge? Who's out there on the wrestling scene as we're currently talking?
Well, as of now, my heart is set on regaining the GWA Women's Championship. So I would want to challenge Rocky Radley because she's the current champion right now.
So as far as do you have any words of advice for her? I don't know if she listened to live, but any words for her, you know, when that match does indeed happen?
I don't think I need to say anything to her. She knows well how I feel and how intense everything between us has been and how she's treated me, which is unacceptable. So my words speak in the ring. I don't need to tell her anything.
Things are heating up this morning. It's definitely heating up. I mean, like GWA, it's definitely going to get badass. It's going to get crazy because Miss Anna just laid down the law, and she is definitely set on getting back the GWA women's title. So it is going to get definitely crazy. Now, Miss Anna, of course, we know, like I said, getting education, doing your thing. And, of course, we all know in school we all got to think, and which I know you can do. Now, it is definitely time for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. And this question, you got to think. So are you ready for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center?
I'm ready.
Now, of course, I'm going to call this segment, of course, Ready to Eat. Now, the question is, you're promoting your own wrestling event. Now, of course, for food, using your favorite top food, what would you sell at the event? You tell everybody at the concession stands, no, we're not selling this. We're selling my favorite food to my fans. What would that food be?
That would probably be pizza.
Hey, you know, can't go wrong with pizza. Pizza is the way to go. The reason why I asked you that question, because I'm thinking about food, and I'm sure everybody's saying, I'm probably saying, damn, Ty, you know, you got me thinking about food. Everybody's at work and everything. So, you know, your boy Ty Asbury's going to say, you want that early lunch, tell your boss, forget you, and go get yourself some food. But, Miss Anna, that was a good question. Can't go wrong with pizza. Now, what would the toppings be?
I'm actually not that into toppings. I'm pretty plain when it comes to any food, so I just have it cheese.
Awesome. Because I was thinking, like, for me, I'd be creative and try to get, probably hard to pull off, like, have sausage topping and have them carved out in a little shape of, like, title belts. I mean, that may be hard to do, but, I mean, that's just something I just thought of. So, but can't go wrong with cheese pizza. Can't definitely without a doubt. And, of course, multiple wrestling events that I've been to, that's a big thing is pizza. But, hey, if you ever go to one of Miss Anna's wrestling shows, definitely you want to get your fair share of definitely cheese pizza. Now, Miss Anna, the one thing I definitely saw, and I'm very proud of you, I'm sure everybody's proud of you as well, you're front and center in Florida. I'm saying actually it's high stakes. Now, tell us about the huge February 23rd event that's coming up. And outside of that, any other Anna Diaz events that are coming up too, as well as coming up?
Yeah, so I have February 19th at Pro Wrestling 2.0. And then, like you said, February 23rd at the Dania Beach Casino, which is Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum, bell time 7:30. You definitely do not want to miss that. I have February 25th back at 2.0 Wrestling, March 1st, March 10th, and March 29th at Go Wrestle in Daytona, and March 3rd at Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard her first. my live guest here on this Thursday morning on Between the Ropes Radio, Miss Anna Diaz. She is definitely Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum. Of course, Real Pro Wrestling, Wrestling 2.0. This lady is doing it all in wrestling. And the biggest thing she said, the GWA Women's title, she's definitely coming for that because that is definitely her strap. And she definitely is going to make anything she can do to get that title back. And, of course, Miss Anna, I definitely want to ask you, this morning on Between the Ropes Radio, a match of a morning, you made this all possible. So, between 1 to 10, what are your chances of coming back on Between the Ropes Radio to talk to everybody listening live, as well as your boy, Ty Asbury?
Oh, a 10, for sure. This was so much fun.
Miss Anna, it's been an honor, and I have to say that everybody's proud of you listening live. I'm very proud of you, and of course, this has been an absolute honor to have you on Between the Ropes Radio Thursday morning. Thank you for taking the time out of your time to be on the show, but most importantly, I wish you the best. Stay safe. That's most important. And God bless. And you are always, always welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio. And enjoy that Florida sunshine. I'm hoping it's sunny there. And enjoy it.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And definitely with school too. And get those A's and B's. Thank you very much, Miss Anna. Much, much appreciated. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too as well. This is Between the Ropes Radio. I am your boy, Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening to this Thursday morning episode of Between the Ropes Radio, where it was a match of a morning. My live guest was from Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum and Real Pro Wrestling. My live guest was Miss Anna Diaz. I'm Ty Asbury. You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio. Hey, I'm out.
The number one radio show, this what we know, to be the best in action in the shows. Between the Ropes Radio Show, Between the Ropes, nothing else come close. The number one radio show, this what we know, just to be in action in the shows. Between the Ropes Radio Show, yeah. Let's take this Between the Ropes, the best podcast up here letting you know. Tyron Asbury here to take it over. Let's